solving quadratic equations. Hi, I'm Sparky, your guide on this exciting mathematical journey. Today, we're going to learn how to solve quadratic equations. But before we begin, we need to know one very important thing. What is a quadratic equation? A quadratic equation is any equation in the form of ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0, where a, b, and c are constants. And a does not equal 0. What do we mean by solve a quadratic equation? Well, we have to find the values of x. And there's three methods: factorization, completing the square, and quadratic formula. Let's start with the first one, factorization. There are four steps in factorization, and we're going to go through each one by using the following problem for help. Let's begin. Step 1. Rearrange the equation so 0 is on one side. That's easy. Our problem will become this. Step number 2. Fully factorize the other side. By factorize, we simply mean put the equation in brackets. Your equation is going to look something like this. And to figure out your two missing numbers, there is a very simple rule that we can use. That rule is, they must multiply to give C and add to give B. In this case, C is negative 33 and 8 is B. So, what multiplies to give negative 33 and adds to give 8? Let's start by looking at the factors of negative 33. And this asterisk sign will mean multiply. Negative 33 by 1 does not add up to 8. So that's wrong. 33 by negative 1, well, those two numbers don't add up to 8 either, so they're wrong as well. Negative 11 and 3, they don't add to give 8 either. Again, they are wrong. Finally, 11 by negative 3, well, that adds to give 8. I think we found our answer. So we will just insert those two values in those missing places. Great, we get a golden star on that. We're doing great so far. Step number 3. Apply the rule, if AB equals 0, then either A equals 0 or B equals 0. So in our equation, either x plus 11 equals 0 or x minus 3 equals 0. Rise to two linear equations. The first one, x plus 11 equals 0, and the second, x minus 3 is equal to 0. So our fourth step is solve the resulting linear equations. So our first linear equation gives us the answer of negative 11. And our second linear equation gives us the answer of positive 3. So, we can simply write that as our answer. X is equal to negative 11, or X is equal to 3. The second method is completing the square. You must have noticed that not all quadratics factorize easily. So we need to use another method to solve them. We can use the completed square form to solve them. The completed square form looks like this. X plus P squared equals Q. If this equation is expanded, it looks something like this. If we look closely, we will realize that the coefficient of X is equal to 2P. If 2P is equal to the coefficient of X, then that means that P is equal to the coefficient of X upon 2. So we have something like this. We can simply complete the square by adding P squared to each side. This might seem confusing at first, but I'll explain with an example. This is the example we will use. So the first step, make the coefficient of x squared 1. Over here, we need to divide everything by negative 3 to make the coefficient of x squared 1, as shown. Step 2. Put the constant on the right-hand side. So our equation, which used to look like this, and the only constant is negative 5 upon 3, will now look something like this. Great, let's move on. Step number 3, completing the square by adding the coefficient of x divided by 2 squared to each side. Here the coefficient of x is negative 4. So we have to find out what negative 4 divided by 2 is, and that's negative 2. So we will add negative 2 squared to each side, as you can see over here. Next, the fourth step is factorizing the left-hand side. So factorizing this will look like as shown. Now x minus 2 multiplied by x minus 2 is just the same as x minus 2 squared. And the final step is the easiest. Solve the remaining equation. And I'll tell you how to do that. It's very, very simple. This equation, if you square root both sides, you'll get something like this. And from there, it's easy. Just isolate x by adding 2 to each side. And there you have it. You've got your answer. X is equal to negative 2 plus square root 17 on 3, or x is equal to negative 2 minus square root 17 on 3. The third way is the quadratic formula. If ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0, and a does not equal 0, then you can use the following formula and just insert values. Well, that's all we've got for today. I hope you enjoyed it. For now, I'll have to leave. But don't worry, I'm sure we'll meet again soon. Farewell, my friends, and goodbye. End.